show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Haley Platt. Today's guest is Bar 3 founder Sadie Lincoln. Welcome, Sadie.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I'm so glad that you're here. We were kind of chatting even before we started, and just excited to hear more about your story. And I'd like to start there with what Bar 3 is, right? Give me an overview of what it encompasses and the unique approach to fitness.
Mm-hmm. So Bar 3, I have exercise studios. So we have over 125 exercise studios now.
Wow.
Eight of them here in Portland. Okay. Six of them here in Portland that I own. I own two others, one in the West Village, one in La Jolla.
Okay.
So they're exercise studios. Mm-hmm. And then I have an online streaming program and a B3 magazine.
Right.
That's all about whole body health.
Mm-hmm.
So at the root of what Bar 3 is, it really is more about the three, which mm-hmm. is a symbol of balance,
mm-hmm.
and three pillars, which is exercise, nourish, and connect.
Right.
Because I think those three things really create health, mm-hmm. true health. The exercise point is the core of our business,
okay.
and we blend different disciplines that balance the body.
Okay.
Some work from ballet, yoga, Pilates, and functional fitness.
Okay.
A lot of it is stuff we innovate as well, based on the latest research,
okay.
and designed to efficiently target the body quickly,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
we are all so busy,
mm-hmm.
and many of us just want to get it done.
Sure.
So we figure out how to tax the muscles quickly without hurting the joints. That's our point of differentiation,
mm-hmm.
is that we celebrate modifying postures,
okay.
For better results.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hop to 2008.
Yeah.
Doing some time travel today. You and your husband, Chris, you both quit your jobs and you sold your house, and
yes.
then you moved to Portland with your little ones.
Yes.
To start Bar 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you had this kind of basis, right? I understand how the fitness industry works, but I want to start my own thing. So talk to me
yeah.
about that huge leap. Like, what inspired you guys to do that?
I understood why and how the fitness industry worked.
Mm-hmm.
But what was shocking to me is that I was failing it. I was not successful in that model.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The gym model and a lot of the group exercise model, to be honest, did not work for me.
Okay.
I failed at it. And then that's how I felt. I was working out really hard. I was following all the rigid formulas.
Sure.
I was doing everything they said to do. And I was very uncomfortable in my body. I was stressed out. And I was really frustrated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I had this aha with my husband that maybe we're not failing fitness. Maybe fitness is failing us.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong?
Right. It's a good perspective shift, I think, right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was really hard for me. It was demoralizing to be at the center of this thriving, booming company
mm-hmm.
as Ed on the senior executive team
mm-hmm.
and not personally thriving.
Right.
My values were not being met. And the approach to health and wellness was not who I was.
Right, okay.
And I realized I wasn't alone. I looked around and I realized that the vast majority of us actually do not have a good relationship with exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have a good relationship with food, mm-hmm. and we don't have a good relationship with our bodies.
Yeah.
And I think a key component that was missing for me was both Chris and I were fighting lonely.
Mm-hmm.
We felt lonely.
Mm-hmm.
When we'd go into these group exercise classes or these gyms, we just kind of felt like we were visiting another planet. We didn't really feel a part of it.
Right.
So the first thing we set out to do was to move back to Portland. So I grew up in Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been gone for 18 years. Come back to my home state.
Right.
And build community.
Right.
And build a studio that not only celebrated, like we always say, it is just as results-oriented the moment you talk to someone in the lobby and truly connect with them
mm-hmm.
as when you're in class doing sumo squats and your legs are burning.
Right.
Both are equally results-oriented for
yeah.
people's lives.
Yeah.
And that's what we've centered our whole concept around.
All right, Sadie, so I want to know more about Bar 3 as a company and how it's evolved over the last 8 years. I know that mm-hmm. you started how you started with kind of your idea, right?
Yeah.
But it's so much more now. So
yeah.
let's talk about the product.
Yeah, it's so much more now. So our class, for one thing, the Bar 3 class,
mm-hmm.
it's always 60 minutes in the studio. That's evolved, and it always evolves.
Okay.
So that's one thing we train on. Every instructor who comes on board, we say the one thing that never changes at Bar 3 is we're always changing.
Right, I love that.
Yeah, so you have to have a love of learning
okay.
to be a part of Bar 3 because we're constantly training them on new techniques.
Mm-hmm.
and new exercises and new ways to align the body.
Okay.
Because we're constantly learning about the innovations to balance the body. So if, for example, there was compelling research that the ballet bar was not balancing the body for some reason, we would have no ego. We would take the ballet bar out of every studio.
Okay.
So things come and go within the class, and clients love that because there's tons of variety built in.
Sure. It doesn't get boring. Exercise gets boring. That's why people quit it, right?
It's so boring.
So there's no boring.
It's
boring
and so rigid.
Right.
We're very much about make it your own. So even within our classes, you'll see we've trained our clients to make it their own. So we'll call out a cue, we'll set them up, and then give them ideas for alternatives. Mm-hmm. And 2/3 of the class is doing something different because they've figured out their own body and exactly what they need in that moment. So that's always evolving. Then we launched our Bar 3 online program, which took off. We're in 69 countries and counting.
Wow.
People are streaming our
69
online
countries?
Workouts. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of expats, people from all over the world. Literally, I just got a comment on, we have a B3 weekly online program where every week we post a new workout, mm-hmm. and then under it, the instructor guides a conversation for an entire week.
Wow.
About the workout and a meal plan and an exercise plan for the week. And we're getting people from Africa, from Australia. The other day we got a comment from her, from France, from Russia, Moscow.
Wow.
I have a couple people that have been communicating to us from Russia. So it's been really fun. It unites us all in the online experience.
But so you don't have to go into a studio to have the Bar 3 experience. You can use technology to be part of that community.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty incredible.
And our big goal is to humanize the process of working out at home.
Right.
So we really teach in a different way. We teach like we are literally in your living room with you doing it.
Wow.
We talk, it's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
We are not superstar celebrity fitness gurus at all.
Right.
We are real
neighbors.
People, neighbors.
And girlfriends.
Getting their workout on.
Love it.
With you. And it's really resonated. Mm-hmm. Our approach has resonated. The fact that we film every single week, as you know, you have to be raw. You have to be in the moment. You don't have time to diet or to put on makeup or to make sure your hair looks great.
Right.
You just get up in front of the camera and make it happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's made us more real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people need in the fitness industry. They need real.
Right.
Less of the ideal, more real.
Right.
And so that's really taken off. Then we have our nutrition program. We have hundreds of recipes that we curate and create right here in Portland with local chefs that are all around what we value in food and, most importantly, that it's good.
Right.
And we enjoy eating it.
Right.
There's no deprivation. There's no calorie counting. It's all whole foods. I'm really passionate, and this is not a moneymaker for us.
Mm-mm.
It's just something we believe in.
Right.
I'm really passionate about getting people to connect with food.
Mm-hmm.
Connect, like literally touch it, cut it, bake it, smell it, feel it. Yeah.
Okay, so you have the recipes, you have the online community.
Yeah.
You also write a blog. So let's talk about that. I love... Well, one of the things I loved actually about the website was it says, life takes us out of balance. And wow, did that resonate with me. Because...
Yeah.
I think that's what you're trying to accomplish, and I think you're accomplishing it every day on the website, is because you're teaching people how to find that balance again, just overall. And so, your blog also does that a lot. So let's talk about some of your articles, too.
Yeah, so we call it the B3 Magazine, and it really is a magazine. I mean, I have a media team now. I have copywriters dedicated to it. I write. Anyone I find that it has an interesting point of view or is a teacher and can teach me something new about the practice of balance, which I don't think any of us will ever truly be balanced. I think we just embrace the journey of trying.
Just try. Yeah.
Try to be balanced. Anyone that helps that try more fun, and more interesting and exciting, we feature on the site.
Right.
And it's been really well received. I'm hoping to build a bigger audience. I don't think enough people know about it.
Right.
We haven't even marketed it. Mm-hmm. We just do it.
Right. A couple last things. I want to know where you see Bar 3 in the future, right? 5 years from now, 10 years from now. What does that look like?
I think Bar 3 really is B3.
Okay.
And that's our logo lockup. It's the B and the 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because 3 is who we are more than the bar.
Got it.
The bar is wonderful. But B3 is about being balanced and really whole body health community. So I think in the future, I want to do more events. I just led a retreat in Miraval, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, mm-hmm. with 25 women. So that was a goal of mine. Let's take a class and bring them to an experience. Mm-hmm. A four-day experience where you're sleeping well, mm-hmm. you're with wonderful, incredible people that, you know, you're aligned with, getting, you know, amazing classes and nutrition.
And you're unplugged.
Unplugged. Yeah. So I think more of that is in our future, just figuring out innovative ways mm-hmm. to connect people to each other, to their body, and to food.
I want to talk about, you know, you came to Portland to start Bar 3, and it's grown a lot, but Portland is such a special place, and because you're here, right, people come here to be trained, mm-hmm. right, and then bring that knowledge home.
Right.
So talk to me about that and why that works in Portland.
Yeah, so it's, our headquarters is here, mm-hmm. our training center is here, and we're essentially a training company.
Sure.
That's what we do as franchisors. So I have people from all over the country, Canada and the Philippines, come here regularly.
Wow.
And part of the training is introducing them to Portland, mm-hmm. because Portland is such a big part of our company.
Right.
From the food, to design, to community, mm-hmm. our attention to nature and the environment, mm-hmm. To the ease of getting around, you know, traveling and biking and all these things I value in Portland is celebrated with every owner who comes into town.
Right.
So I'm invested in Portland. I want Portland to stay that way.
Right.
You know, I think all of us need to really be aware of why we love Portland and why we celebrate it, and to really protect that.
Right.
Because I know, you know, having these people come in from all over the country, they are so amazed by the city, mm-hmm. and they bring that back.
Right.
You know, they bring that kind of culture and thought back to their communities, whether that be Mobile, Alabama,
right.
Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. You know, or Atlanta, Georgia.
Right. So they get that Portland experience mm-hmm. with you, and then they take a little bit of with that home.
Yeah.
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 That's neat.
I think so. Yeah, it's a big part of who we are. This is a big part of who we are.
Right. I love that. Sadie, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah, it was great. And that concludes this episode of Output PDX. We'll see you next time. I'm going to go to the next one.